即使伟大如阿尔伯特·爱因斯坦，也并不是什么时候都正确。
Even Albert Einstein, a great scientist, was not always right.
也会出昏招。
He will also make mistakes.
比如他在劝切斯瓦夫·米沃时不要流亡这件事上。
By rutar zaikwan kai si war, fu my wo shen bu yao li wang ji jiren qi sheng.
1951年。
1951.
米沃什跟他的祖国波兰断交
Mibosh severed ties with his homeland Poland,
并随即向法国申请了政治避难。
Subsequently, he applied for political asylum in France.
当时他是波兰驻法国的外交官。
At that time, he was a diplomat in Poland representing France.
我们可以想象米沃什做出这么一个决定。
We can imagine that Mivosh made such a decision.
该是何等纠结。
What a dilemma.
后来
Later.
他在接受著名的文学杂志《巴黎评论》的采访时还披露了这么一个桥段。
He also revealed a story during an interview with the famous literary magazine Paris Review.
他曾在美国期间拜访爱因斯坦。
He once visited Einstein during his time in the United States.
当面向他请教自己的困惑。
Ask him directly about your confusion.
大家知道。
Everyone knows.
爱因斯坦也是流亡科学家。
Einstein was also a refugee scientist.
1932年12月10日。
December 10, 1932.
爱因斯坦和妻子从德国来到美国。
Einstein and his wife came from Germany to the United States.
此行原计划是访问和讲学。
The original plan was to visit and give a lecture.
可几个月后
，A few months later,
1933年
，1933,
德国纳粹政府查抄了他在柏林的寓所，焚毁。
The Nazi government in Germany burned down his apartment in Berlin.
其书籍，没收其财产。
Seized their property.
并悬赏十万马克索取他的人头。
And offer a reward of 10 million marks for his head.
爱因斯坦决定不返回德国。
Einstein decided not to return to Germany.
并于1940年加入美国国籍。
And became a citizen of the United States in 1940.
没成想
Never thought.
爱因斯坦竟然对米沃什的想法提出了反对意见。
Einstein actually disagreed with Mivosh's ideas.
米沃什回忆道
Mivosh recalled.
其实对我来说
Actually for me.
这是一个困难的时期。
This is a difficult and thing.
正在犹豫
Hesitating.
是否与当时的波兰政权决裂
Did they break away from the Polish government at that time?
当然爱因斯坦流亡于美国
Of course, Einstein fled to the United States.
于是我向他寻求权威的意见
So I sought his authoritative opinion.
一天
One day,
我没有直接开车从纽约到华盛顿。
I didn't directly drive from New York to Washington.
而是转向去了普林斯顿。
Instead, he went to Princeton.
我知道爱因斯坦住在那里。
I know that Einstein lived there.
尽管我常有反讽感。
Although I often have a sarcastic tone.
我的天性却使我要寻求一个可以崇敬和赞美的人。
My nature is to seek someone to admire and praise.
爱因斯坦一头白发，灰色长袖衫上别着一支钢笔。
Einstein, with his white hair and long-sleeved shirt, held a pen.
他的手和声音很柔和。
His hands and voice are soft.
完全符合我所需要的一个父亲的形象。
Exactly the kind of father I was looking for.
一个引导者
A leader
他极有魅力
He is very charming
热心快肠
Fast moving, enthusiastic
他反对我成为一个流亡者。
He opposed me becoming an exile.
他与我说话的方式是从情感层面出发的。
He communicates with me in a way that starts from the emotional level.
他说，你不能与你的国家决裂。
He said you can't break away from your country.
一个诗人应该回到自己的故国。
A poet should return to his homeland.
我知道这是困难的。
I know this is difficult.
但是事情必须改变。
But things must change.
他们不会永远像那个样子的。
They won't always be like that.
他乐观地认为。
He optimistically believes that.
那种统治会过去。作为一个人道主义者。
That kind of rule will pass as a human being.
他认为人是一种理性的生物。
He believes that humans are rational beings.
虽然我这一代人看到人更多是作为某种邪恶力量的玩物。
So, in my generation, we see people more as tools of evil forces.
于是我离开了他位于普林斯顿莫瑟大街的房子。
And I left his house on Princeton's Dusk Street.
有些木然地开车走了。
Some people drove away in a daze.
我们都渴望最高的智慧。
We all yearn for the highest wisdom.
但是最后，我们还是不得不依靠自己。所有热爱米沃什的人估计都会后怕。
But in the end, we still had to rely on ourselves. It is estimated that all those who love Mibosh will be worried.
假如彼时米沃什听取了爱因斯坦的意见
If at that time, Mibosh had listened to Einstein's advice,
那还会有后来的米沃什吗
Will there be another Mibosh?
包括他的一系列伟大的诗歌和散文
including his series of great poems and essays,
包括他的1980年的诺贝尔文学奖
including his 1980 Nobel Prize in Literature.